Cool.
So, hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
We met earlier.
Yeah, sort of.
I'm ruining the illusion of the interview.
Yeah, we're going to pretend. So, I mean, one of my biggest questions is about how you formed Bella Figura. I know that you're in like a few other bands and
I am, yeah, I have been in a few.
So what happened with this one? Like, how did you guys meet your bandmates? And
well, so if you go back to my like original band, we all met when we were like, you know, school kids, like primary school even.
Yeah.
But we started taking it seriously like 18, 19 kind of thing. And that was the real main focus for a good few years, like 4 or 5 years. Hadn't even really considered being in any other bands, but that band got like less busy, kind of fizzled away a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I started to collaborate with other people. I was just up for anything, really. I just wanted to keep playing. At the same time, I'm thinking, like, from a career kind of perspective, what am I going to do with my life? So music production was a good option, you know. I didn't want to do like study guitar or drums or anything. I was really enjoying playing those things. So I thought, right, I'll do production. That's a whole new skill that I'd never had. So that was a 3-year degree. Met the lads on that course.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And never really planned on starting sort of my own band, but just sort of came about the second year of the degree and suddenly had the inspiration and just stormed it, you know, really put the work in from the beginning. And here we are. No, it's great, it's going well. A couple of years in and it's going all right, yeah.
So, your band name is quite unique. I was just wondering how you came up, like, who came up with that?
Well, I'm glad you're saying it's unique because, you know, I hope so. I find there are, like, types of band name.
Yeah, I guess,
you know,
there
whether
are
it's
to an
the
extent.
Somethings or the something else's. That's actually quite a good band name. Or there are some trendy ones, you know, where you've got like one word. I don't know, but this name didn't seem to fit in like a band name box.
Yes.
Which I quite liked, and it's just quite a random Italian phrase. The Italian part of it isn't necessarily kind of relevant. I'm not Italian or anything. It's just a nice sort of sentiment. It's like a, you know, a beautiful way of living in Italy or the Mediterranean. The literal thing is beautiful figure, but they use it in all kinds of ways.
Oh, okay.
So it's nice and broad, and it looks cool written
yeah,
down.
Yeah, it does look quite cool.
Only in capital letters it looks great. less cool without that, and also it looks more like a name when it's in like normal lowercase. People think that's like somebody's name, and some people call me Bella, which I don't mind, which is weird. I probably
Fair
should
enough.
Mind. And I don't mind.
So I know you're working on a new EP following your release of Forever Lost. What can we expect from that? Is it sort of the same sort of sound as Forever Lost, or does it get a bit different? And
some bits are the same. It is mainly quite different. Forever Lost is one of the quieter track on, I'm trying to look at the EP as a whole. It's all really new to me, so I'm trying to imagine the whole thing now together myself. Forever Lost is quite a light track compared to the others. We've got one super heavy song which we're really proud of. Really big heavy chords and stuff on the guitar. There's one instrumental track which is, you know, that gets really heavy too towards the end. There's a big kind of guitar solo thing. All sorts of stuff, really. All sorts of stuff. We mix it up a bit. Even within the same song, it's hard to sort of say whether they're the same because some heavier tracks will go into something very quiet. So,
okay. So, like, what's the writing process behind it? Like, do you all sit together and write them together, or do you go off and...
We have done. One of the tracks on the new EP came from a bass hook. Mikey was, like, jamming this bass line, and then Jack came in on the drums, and that was sort of it. Then the guitar came later, the song came later. That was cool. And then other songs I might write on my own at home and bring them into the lads, and we arrange it all together and stuff. And
so would you say it's quite natural? Do you ever sit there and say, okay, no, we've got to write a song now?
No, we haven't really done that yet. I mean, the closest thing we've come to that is before the recordings, we'll focus in and see if we can improve stuff. the existing stuff. At the same time, you don't want to go making drastic changes, because like a lot of the new ideas, you know, they're all shiny and new when they first come up. So you've got to sit on them for a bit, see if they stand the test of time, even if it's just a few weeks. But I think down the line, I think bands who are recording albums, if they're kind of signed to like, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 album kind of record deals, they might be recording older material or existing material for the first two, and then they do have to sit down and like write stuff. They do writing sessions. So we might get to that point down the line, and we're quietly confident that if we ever got to that stage, we'd, you know, come up with the goods. Yeah.
So like, what kind of musical influences would you say you have? Because you've got quite a good like rock sound to your music.
Yeah, I love drum and bass.
Yeah.
I only listen to drum and bass. As far as I'm concerned, no other music exists.
Are there any like particular artists that like give you inspiration for your music,
oh,
or
God,
do
you
kind of just
foiled
do
me.
Your own
I
thing?
I can't name any drum and bass artists. I actually did listen to DJ Fresh when I was a kid. Well, I was a teenager. I enjoyed DJ Fresh. People say we sound like Pearl Jam quite a lot. That's the most common reference we get, and we're fine with that. I wouldn't say I'm a massive, like, I never got like super obsessed with them, but I've got their best of, and I remember like listening to all that sort of stuff. Yellow Ledbetter is one of my favourite Pearl Jam songs. It's basically Jimi Hendrix Little Wing homage with a bit of Eddie Vedder chucked on top.
Cool.
And that's a good combination. So Pearl Jam. I mean, I listen to The National, War on Drugs, Kurt Vile, the Bar Brothers. All stuff that we don't really sound anything like, so... Yeah.
So, you've been doing the Coffee House Sessions tour for a few days, and I'm assuming you've had, like, gigs in the past. What would you say are, like, your sort of essentials when you, like, go on tours and do gigs? Like, is there one thing that you just couldn't go without?
I was thinking this on the way here, like... It's obviously called the Coffee House Tour, and I think even in this week I've drunk more coffee than I have in the last year of my life, but... So the coffee is quite important. Maybe that's why they call it the Coffee House Tour. They're like, right, you're going to do 25 gigs in 10 days. You're going to need loads of coffee. You know?
Yeah, you need that
that's
caffeine
the theme,
buzz.
Yeah. So coffee is pretty essential. Diesel, I suppose.
Yeah, otherwise you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. What do I need? No, I travel light.
Fair enough.
I don't need much. You know.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for letting me interview you.
Thanks for having me. So I think I'm buzzing on coffee, on caffeine, so you might have to slow down the tape so you can hear this properly.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much, guys. Cheers.